First of all, there is, yeah.
Now, for this quiz, right, when we're done, we'd like just to email it to you, yes?
Right. Actually, what I'd really like is if you just write the answers right on the email, so you don't send me a separate document, and then I have to download the document, and it's just a lot easier if you just paste them right on. Okay? It's 10 questions, and quizzes are the one thing that I don't accept late. Okay, so quizzes have to be in on time. Usually I make them 3 or 4 days. This time I've given you a week. So it's the 22nd, and it has to be passed in on time. Now, quizzes do not count as much as homework. Homework counts more than quizzes by far. But the quizzes are there mainly to kind of make sure you're staying on track with me. And so they kind of cover what we've just gone over to make sure that you're keeping in step with me and not just leaving everything. So the quizzes is due. You need to pass it in by September 22nd. And I should have said I don't accept late quizzes, and I will put that on when I go home tonight. But I don't accept late quizzes. If you don't get a quiz, you're out of luck. I do give one makeup quiz at the end of the semester, so if you miss one, you can take the makeup quiz to make up for it, okay? But other than that, homework I take late, other things I take late, quizzes I don't. Okay, so we are looking at access. So we're going to go in, and I'm clicking on the little global thing there and typing access and giving me access 2016. Okay. If you want this at home, you can download it from DreamStack or you can download it from Office 365. If you download it from there, you're downloading the entire suite of Word, Excel, and Access. But you're getting in PowerPoint. But you're getting the whole suite. And eventually it's going to decide that it's happy and is going to let me open it. I've got to talk to them about making this work a little bit better. For you that just came in, two things I said. One was quizzes I don't take late, and there is a 10-question quiz out there that's due next Thursday, and I don't take those late. The other thing is we're doing access, so bring up access. Okay, I'm going to review how to make a table by kind of making the same one that I made last time. If you already have it, then you're all set. If you don't have the access table that we made last time, then you should follow along and make it so that you're sure that you have it. Okay? But I'm going to just review that just to make sure. So, I'm clicking here on blank desktop database. And it comes up and gives me this information. Okay, so I clicked on, it's not letting me move. I clicked on blank desktop database. So I'm going to now call this try to student 11. Okay, so I'm giving it a name. You can name it anything you want to. I'm giving it a name, and I am going to now click on the folder in order to be able to store it where I want to store it. Okay, so I'm clicking on this, and I am going to choose to store it on my flash drive. So I've now picked my flash drive and said okay. And so it is now going to go to my F drive. Okay? Then I click on create to actually make it happen. And it sets it up. Okay. Now, this is not the layout that I want to use. And so I come over, I want this layout. So I come over here and I click on design view. And it says name the table, and I'm going to name it student. Okay, so I now have a student table. The first field is called ID number, so I'm calling it ID number. And I don't like auto number, so I'm making it a short text. I could also make it numeric, but I chose to make it a short text, so if I wanted to, I can use letters and numbers. Yeah.
What's the thing that you did to change the view?
I went over to this little tab area right underneath file, and I clicked on design view. Go to the tab area right under file and click on design view. You see it? Okay. And then I'm going to put in here next. Oh, wait a minute. Short text. It has 255 characters, far more than I want. I'm going to change it to 5. Then I'll continue on and make this student name, and it's going to be a short text also, and I'm going to make it 50 because that's big enough for a student name, I think. Then I've got a major. And my major is going to be a short text, and I'm going to just make that 2 so it can hold CI, BU, and all that good stuff. And then I'm going to put in a GPA, and that I'm going to make a number. So I'm clicking on number, and then down here under field size, I'm going to make that single. Single is a way of saying it is a small decimal. Okay. And then I am going to make the field called number of courses. And I'm going to make that a number as well. And that I'm going to make an integer. Because an integer goes up to something like 64,000. And nobody's going to be taking more than that. So I don't need a long integer. Okay? So I have number of courses. So I've set up the same, it's the same thing we did last time. So if you did this last time, you've already got it made. Okay? It's the same thing that we did last time. Okay. So now I am done making it, and now I want to add data. Okay, this is the structure of the table. I've made the structure. Notice the key symbol over here. That's the key symbol up there. It's a primary key. And what the key does is says this field has to be unique. And that's what you want. You want an ID number to be unique, or else it's not really an ID number. It doesn't identify you. So ID number, I put the key next to, and it will not let me put in two keys of the same. It won't let me put in two people with the same ID number. Okay? And that key symbol there gets it. Now, the key symbol was there automatically. If it wasn't, I can drag it down and put it there. But it was there automatically. Okay, if it goes away, you can drag it down. So if I click on this, See, I can drag it down. Okay, so now I'm going to save things. Or actually, I'm not. I'm going to go over here and say I want to see the data sheet view. Design view is to design the structure. Data sheet view is to put in the data. So I'm clicking on data sheet view. It comes up and says you have to save the table first. And I say yes. And it's now save the table. And I'm going to leave for a minute and paste the picture that I took. Okay. So now I've got the data here, and now I can put in the data. Okay. Last time, I think I only used 3 characters. I've got up to 5. I can use 5 if I want to, or 3, either one works, or 4. I just can't put in 6 characters because I specified this as 5 characters in length. Okay. So then I go over, and I've got John Doe, and he's got a major of CI, and I think I gave him a GPA of 3.5, and number of courses 12, or something like that. Again, it doesn't matter as long as you put some variety in here. So then I'm going to do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, and I'll put in Susan Ash. And she's also a CI major, and I think I gave her a 3.7. Whoops. And 20 courses, let's say.
Keep on issue.
So put in 5 or 6 records. Okay, so I've put in a bunch of records here. And again, the only thing I ask is that you have a variety in the major, the GPA, and the number of courses, so that when we go to test, we've got some variety there. So I put in 2 BU majors, and the rest I made CI majors. I've got a variety of GPAs and a variety in number of courses, so that I can do testing easily. So I've got about 6 records there. You can put in whatever number you want. But you probably should have a decent number, so again, when we test, we'll see what we want to see. Thank you.
Okay, does everybody have a group of records there? And again, if you want to pull out the one we did on Tuesday, it's basically the same thing. I think we put four records in there, and it's slightly different, but it's basically the same thing. Okay? So now I'm going to close up this, and that is my data. So I now have this student table that I created out here. So the next thing I want to do is I want to create a query. And a query is my way of going in and querying the data, asking questions of the data, and getting records that meet the criteria. So I'm going to click on Create, and then I'm going to click on Query Design. And it comes up with a query that I can design. First thing it wants to know is what table am I going to use? Well, I'm going to use the student table. So I am adding that table. So I click on the add and add that table, and then I can close it. So now I have the table. Okay, question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Create, design.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Create.
Okay, so I go back to create and then query design. Okay, create, query, design. And it asks me what table I want to use, and I click add because student is highlighted, and I now have the table there. Okay, now I bring the data down. And I can do that by double-clicking, by dragging, by looking at that little line there and picking the thing I want. So I bring it down whatever way works. And sometimes double-clicking gives me trouble, so I end up dragging it down. I put them in the same order, but I didn't have to. I didn't have to bring all of them down. If I didn't care about the number of courses, I don't have to bring that down. I only bring down the things that I want to see. So I have them down there, yeah.
The asterisk above ID number, what's that for?
I think that brings them all down.
Oh, really?
I think if I click that, it brings them all down. Try it sometime. I will too. The next time I do one of these, I'll try clicking the asterisks and see if we get them all. Okay, so I bring down the fields that I want. Now I want to set a criteria. Right now I will see all my records. If I say show me, it will show me all the records because I haven't put any criteria in. So if I go and say view over here, it shows me all the records. Okay, so I'm now seeing everything. Okay, so now I'm going to go back, and I use this as right below file is the toggle, basically. If it's got the picture kind of tools, then when I click on it, I will go to design. If it's got the kind of spreadsheet-y looking thing, if I click on it, I'll see the data. So this is a toggle that lets me go back and forth. Okay, so what we did last time was we put CI in at the intersection of major and criteria. Okay, so I'm saying I want to test the major field, and this is the criteria that I want to use. And so I put the CI there to say that I want to test the major for CI. Okay, so I've got the CI under major and on the same line as criteria.
I also need to put it in quotes. So I use double quotes. So there are double quotes around it. Questions? If anybody's lost, Eric can come around and help. Anybody lost? Okay, if you lost, let him know. That's what he gets paid for. So if you lost, we'll let him come and help you. Okay. You're not wanted. Okay, so now that I've got the CI there, if I come over here and click on view, I see all the records that have CI as the major. I don't see any records that have BU. So CI only. I'm only seeing the records that have the CI. Okay. Now the logic that I'm using here is I am doing a what we call in programming an if statement. So I'm asking the question, does major equal CI? That's the question I'm asking. Does major equal CI? And there are two possibilities in the computer field, unless you're in artificial intelligence. Yes and no. Okay, there's no maybe. It's either yes or it's no. So if the answer is yes, then I want to display the record. If the answer is no, I don't want to display the record, which means I don't want to do anything. And we usually join these together when the if statement is done. So I've said, if the major equals CI, I want to display. If it doesn't, I don't want to display. And so, in fact, that's what I got. I only got the CI majors. Okay, so that's the logic that we're losing there. Now, lots of times you have more than one criteria. So let's say I want major CI and the GPA greater than, what did I just do? And this GPA greater than 3. So I want both of those things true. I only want to see CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3. Okay. Now, I put them both on the criteria line. I put on the criteria line CI under major, and I put greater than 3 under GPA. Both of them have to be true. So if I come over here to my view, I am going to see only the two people that were CI majors, okay? That were CI majors and had a greater than 3 under GPA. Okay. So the logic for that is I'm first asking, is the major equal to CI? And if the answer is yes, then I want to find out if the GPA is greater than 3, and if the answer is yes, then I want to display. If the answer to either question is no, I do not want to display, so I basically want to do nothing. This is called a logic flowchart. And these two things are in an AND relationship. And the pen is finally working. And it is a wonderful pen. Okay. So,
both of those have to be true. So when the computer goes through the records, it asks the question, is the major CI? And if it is, then it asks the next question, is the GPA greater than 3? And if it is, then it displays. If it gets a no to either question, it doesn't display. Okay? Because I want both things to be true. I want it to be CI, and I want it greater than 3. So I have CI and greater than 3, meaning the same thing. Now, I need to go back and look at my data. I'm going to save this. So I click on the X over on the far right. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. I'm going to call it CI greater than 3. And I'm clicking OK, and now it has set up queries with CI greater than 3. Okay, thinking about my data, I did a lousy job. So I'm going to go back and click on student and look at it and say open. And I'm going to add another record. There's going to be a CI major with a 3.6. No, there's going to be a different kind of major. We'll make him an engineering major. Okay, so I'm making him an engineering major with a 3.6. Okay, so I'm adding that in because it will help me in the next thing that I want to do. So I added, I went back, and I clicked on student, and I clicked on open. If you went back and clicked on something else and you saw the design view, then you can use the toggle over here to go again back and forth. So the toggle lets you go back and forth between the two. So I went to the student, and I added in one more record. So now I'm going to go and I'm going to create a query again. So I'm hitting create query design. And I'm adding the table and I'm closing it. Now let's try that asterisk. No. That's not what it did. I'm not exactly sure what it did do, so we might as well see the results. Yeah, it did show everything. Don't like it because now I don't have access to individual fields. Okay, but I brought that asterisk, I brought it down, and it said, what it said here is I'm bringing down the student asterisk, which means all of the students. But it doesn't show me the individual fields, so I'm not too fond of it. So I'm going to click this and make it ID number instead. Make this stu name, make this major. And hope I didn't mess things up when I did it. No. What? Expression 1001.
You have major twice.
I've got, you're right, thank you. Actually, it'll be easier to fix it right here. Yep. Okay. So now what I want to do is I want to do an OR relationship. So I'm going to put the CI there in quotes, and I'm putting the GPA greater than 3 on the OR line. Okay. So I've got one thing on the criteria line and one thing on the OR line. Again, text data, letters of the alphabet, special characters, go inside quotes. Numeric data does not go inside quotes when it is connected to a numeric field. Okay, so GPA was defined as a numeric field, and so the number there does not have quotes on it. Now, this is an OR relationship. Question?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was just trying to, I was a little bit slow. There was something else. For Tom Smith, what was his major?
I gave him an EN for engineering.
And his GPA?
I gave him a 3.6, I think.
And the no course?
Doesn't matter. I don't remember what I gave him on that, because it doesn't matter, because I'm not checking that right now. Okay, so now I'm asking the question, is it CI? Is major equal to, that doesn't, that's not exactly readable. Let's try that again. If the major is equal to CI, I want a display. Because I said I want either of these to be true. I want either it to be a CI or have a GPA greater than 3. So if the answer is no, what do you think I'm going to ask here? Yeah.
Is the GPA greater than 3?
Right. I'm going to ask, is the GPA greater than 3? Okay, because I had a choice here, and if the answer is yes, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if it's yes? Display. And if it's no, I have nothing to do. So I connect the lower yes and no, and then I go back and I connect this yes and no. So this is an OR relationship. One or the other has to be true. Yes.
Right. We were just wondering, are people still having problems with their end drives being deleted, the files in the end drive being deleted?
Somebody, I don't think anybody's checked probably. We're not doing anything with it right now.
Do you want to see how they're copying it to the end drive?
No.
Just trying to figure out. It won't take long.
How they're copying?
Well, just to make sure that, I don't know. Do you still have all your stuff in?
From
what day? Last week. Now, you had yours deleted, right, from Tuesday to Thursday?
It's still there.
Yeah, no,
still
there
now.
Still there.
So they're not being deleted now.
Mm-hmm.
But the first week of school they were.
The first
yes.
day.
The first day of school.
The things they put up the first day.
And then, but yeah, the first week, because you were there on Thursday, and then Thursday, well, the stuff you copied on that Thursday is still there?
Yeah.
So it was from Tuesday to Thursday.
Right. And when I have done it, I should put it down. Most people have asked that director to share my schools. They'll decide to speak themselves.
Right.
Okay, can you guys go out there to discuss it?
All right, we just want to make sure that people still have their stuff.
Okay. No, that's fine, and apparently everybody does, so.
All right. Okay.
Just talk about the details out there.
No problem. Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all okay. Right. I'm just throwing you out now. Okay, so this is two things in an OR relationship. It can be either this or that. Don't care which one. So I ask one question, and then I ask the second. And that's an OR relationship. Okay, so now, if I look at this, I am seeing this one made it because they had a CI. They did not have a GPA greater than 3. This one made it because it had greater than 3. It did not have a CI major. The others, well, this one made it because I said greater than 3. This one was because it was a CI as well, because it just had a 3 there. Okay? These two had both. But I didn't need both, but they had both. Those two had both. But the third and the fourth were only CI because I tested for greater than 3, not equal to 3. And the last one was because it had a GPA greater than 3, even though it was an engineer. Okay? So that's an OR relationship. And this is CI or greater than 3. Okay. Notice it's saving all of these queries so I can bring the query back up and look at it. And notice between the first and the second query, I added something. If I go back and look at the queries, they will include new data. Okay? What I'm trying to say is that the query is an entity in and of itself. If I add 1,000 records to this database and I run the query again, it will look at the new 1,000 records as well as the original 7. So the query does not keep an answer from when I made it. It regenerates the answer every time I execute it, which means that it's always looking at current data. If it wasn't looking at current data, then there's no need of saving it because I'll have to redo it again tomorrow. But it's always looking at current data, whatever is in the table. And so that makes it valuable. Okay, so now I'm going to do it again. I'm going to create a query design. And again, I'm going to add the table, close, and bring down it really is easier to drag it sometimes. And again, I don't have to bring down all of the things. So now let's say I want to get CI majors who have a GPA greater than 3 or number of courses I want to be greater than 10. So what I've said here is I want to get CI majors with a GPA greater than 3 or I'm happy if the number of courses is greater than 10. Now, one of these involves asking 2 questions, and one of them involves asking 1 question. So I'm going to ask the 1 question first because I'm lazy. So I'm going to say, is number of courses greater than 10? If it is, display. If it's not, then I need to ask, is the major CI and if it is, I need to ask, is the GPA greater than 3? And if it is, I want to display. If I get a no to this, I don't want to display. If I get a no to this, I don't want to display. And then I have to wrap the whole thing up. So I'm always joining the yes and the no. So I join the yes. Oops, I'm missing a Y. I join the bottom ones, yes and no, right there.
Then I move up and I join the yes that runs through all of this stuff with the no. And then I move up to the top one and I have the yes that goes through the display and comes down. And I have the no that goes through all of this stuff and comes down. And I join that.
Joining is probably the hardest part of the whole thing. Now, I could have done it the other way. I could have said, no, I want to ask the question about major first. And then I'm going to ask the question about, whoops, GPA greater than 3. And if that's a yes, I want to display. If it is a no, then I have to ask the question about number courses greater than 3, or greater than 10. Let's see how I did. Greater than 10, and if it is, I display. And if it's not, I have nothing to do. Okay? And if the major is not CI, I also have to ask, is the number of courses greater than 10? And if it's yes, I want to display. Only I'm getting running out of room here. And if it's no, I want to do nothing. And then we'll talk about what this logic actually means. Okay, on the blue one, I asked the one question first. Is number of courses greater than 10? If it is, display it. If not, then I can still have CI and GPA greater than 3. So if it's not, I ask, is the major CI? And if it is the GPA greater than 3? And if it is, display it. Okay. Over here, I ask the major question first. If the major is CI, and I got a yes, then I ask the GPA question. Is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer is yes, I displayed it. If I got a no to either one of those, I still had to ask about number of courses greater than 10. Because I said these two or number of courses greater than 10. So if it wasn't a CI major, I still had to ask that question. And if it wasn't a GPA greater than 3, I still had to ask that question. So I had to work harder and write more if I asked the two parts versus the one part. Okay, the criteria is CI greater and greater than 3, or the number of courses greater than 10. If I ask that first, it's easier. If I ask the combined one first, then the no to either one of them had to ask this question. Yeah.
Can you, let's say if you did a no for greater than 3 for the major CI, can you ever get a yes for greater than 10?
Sure, on this? Sure.
You could get a greater than 10.
Sure. And we'll see, I think. And I don't know, but we'll see because I don't remember all the criteria. But yes, this is saying it's got to be a CI major with a GPA greater than 3.
Yeah.
If it's not a CPI major, then I can go to the OR and ask about number of courses.
So you can actually.
If it's not a GPA greater than 3, I can go to the OR. I have to write less if I look at it and say, one of those has a two-part question. One of them is a one-part. If I ask the one-part first, as in, is number of courses greater than 10, I only have to ask it once. And so it's a little bit easier. Yeah.
So the red one is the main question or the blue question?
Either one. Doesn't matter. I would look at it and say, the criteria is two things combined or one thing. So I'm going to ask about the one thing first because I know it's going to mean less writing. But either of them is equally correct. Okay? It's just I'm lazy. And so I look for the less writing one if I can find it. This is logic.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Are we going to be using this flow chart?
Absolutely. I'm going to use flow charts throughout this course and a whole lot of other courses you'll take. They'll come up with flow charts too. Essentially, programming a computer is about logic. And even if you never plan to program a computer, if you're in networking and all that sort of stuff, you still got to program because you got to write script to tell what's happening in networking. And if you're in game, that's what it is. A game is a program. And even if you're never going to do the programming part, you've got to talk to programmers, which means you've got to understand what programs are capable of. And if you want to make the big bucks in program games, you're going to go into programming. Because that's where the money is on the programming side, because that's the hard side. And so it's going to be on the programming side. You're going to make more of the money there. But anytime your computers only act on programs, the operating system is a program. Everything you do is a program. That's what makes computers act, is programming. And if you don't at least understand programming enough to be able to communicate with programmers, then you're not worth a lot, okay, in the field. Because you've got to be able to talk to the programmers and understand what they're capable of doing, you know, what a computer is capable of doing. So, even if you think, I'm never going to program, I've got news for you. You're going to program. As I said, scripting is programming. And if you're in networking or security or something like that, you're going to get into scripting quite a lot. So, you're going to program. Okay. And one way to show the logic. At one point, programmers were divided into two groups. One had to develop the logic and one had to write the code. And then they decided that really didn't work because the two parts of the job were too intertwined. But at the time that they experimented with that, the ones that developed the logic were making the big bucks because they were thinking through how to solve the problem. Once they thought through how to solve the problem, then writing the code was actually easier. Okay, so the programmer's job mainly is to figure out the logic. And then as long as they know the language that they're working in, writing the code is comparatively easy. It's designing the logic and thinking through how you're going to do it that's the hard part. So a logic flowchart helps you think through the logic. So in fact, you could do this before you laid it out and say, okay, I want to test for these two things. In which case, I might have put the greater than 10 up on the criteria line and put the CI greater than 3 down on the OR line. Because it doesn't matter which I ask first. And actually, that's a good point. I could have written it the other way around. And apparently it doesn't like how I put this down. Okay, so now if I look at this, and look at the results. Okay, CI and greater than 3 was what I asked. So I asked, is it CI and GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 10? Well, it turns out all the ones have number of courses greater than 10. So I probably should have picked a different number. So all of these have the number of courses greater than 10. These two also meet that criteria. But the greater than 10 actually got met by all of them because of the data I happen to have. If you put it in and run it, if you've got different data, you may not see that. Okay, so I'm going to put... let's see. What would be a good number to test that on? I'm going to say greater than 14. Let's try that one. So I'm going to go back here and click on this and change this to 14. Okay? And if I change that to 14, I'm getting the same ones. But, no, I'm not getting the same ones. I lost one. So these two are CI and greater than 3. Okay? And this one is in there because it's greater than 14. Actually, okay, but the top one didn't make the greater than 14 cut. Okay, so the top one was, this one is there because it's CI greater than 3. And this one is there because it's greater than 14. Okay. And the middle one is there for both reasons. It met both sets of criteria. Okay, do you follow me so far? Is this making any sense? Okay, the next one that we're going to look at see, I'm going to save this one, so I'm going to save this one. Yes, two conditions or one condition. So now I'm going to do another create query design and add this and close. Okay, on Tuesday, I'm actually going to give you a project that you're going to work on in class in groups to figure out some of this stuff so that we can get it a little bit more. Okay, on this one, I'm going to look at the logic first. I want to have the major equals CI. That's a C there. Not too low. Equals CI. And if it's no, I don't want to do anything. Major has to be CI. And if the major is CI, then I want to say, okay, GPA greater than 3. If it is, display. Or if it's not, number of courses greater than 14, we'll say. So it has to be a CI major and either, okay, so I'm saying CI major and either GPA greater than 3 or number of courses greater than 14. It's got to be a CI major and either of the other two. Okay, so it's got to be a CI major and then it's got to be either of the other two, but I don't care. If it happens to be both, that's fine. But it has to be either. Okay, so to do this, what would I write down below in the criteria and the OR line? What would I write to make this true? Yeah. Where would I put it?
In the criteria.
In the criteria and the major, I'm going to put CI.
Yep.
Okay, and then what else?
GPA.
On which line, criteria or OR?
Criteria.
And then what else? Okay, on the OR line, greater than 14. Will this work? Will it work?
No.
No.
Because the greater than 3 means you're asking either greater GPA or...
Or just number of courses greater than 14. So it's just... What I've got now, if I wrote this, is CI and GPA greater than 3, or just number of courses greater than 14, which is what we did before. So how can I fix it, yeah?
Drop the greater than 3 down to the OR?
Nope. Yep.
Move the greater than 14 up to criteria?
Nope. Yeah?
Drop the CI down to the OR?
Not drop it, but you're on the closer track. Because if I drop it, then I would be GPA greater than 3 or CI and greater than 14.
And both lines.
That's right. I need CI on both lines. I need CI on both lines because CI has to be true. It has to be a computer major. And then it's a computer major, it has to have either the GPA greater than 3 or the number of courses greater than 14. I'll read this another way. CI and greater than 3 or CI greater than 14. Okay? CI has to be there. Okay. So, we're putting CI on both lines, and we're putting greater than 3 here, and greater than 14 here. Okay? So, we're now saying it has got to be a CI major with a GPA greater than 3, or a CI major with the number of courses greater than 14. Basically, this has to be true. And this is either. Either of these. Okay, so CI has to be true. So it has to show up on both lines, okay? Because it has to be true. And then either of the other two We don't care which one, either of them. Okay? So now if we run this, we're only seeing CI majors. This is the has to be true. And here we've got two in the GPA and one in the number of courses. So we got two that made it because it was greater than three in GPA, and one that made it because number of courses was greater than 14. So either one of those works. We don't care which one. Either one of them works. Okay, what about if I said I need the major to be CI always, and either, so I want CI and either GPA greater than 3, number of courses greater than 14, these are ors, or ID number greater than 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. So how would I change this to get that?
CI for your major under criteria.
Yep, just a minute. Let me take a picture. Actually, I'm going to stop for just a minute and save the first one. Be true and either. Whatever. Okay, so now I've got it back and I can save it as something else. Okay, so where do you want the CI here? Right?
Yeah.
That's okay, so I have the CI there, and what do I do with the ID number?
ID number would be right there, yeah.
So greater than, what did I say? 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay. So now, notice it didn't say anything on this. It says criteria, it says or, it doesn't say anything there. But in fact, I can keep adding lines as long as I want to. And it will accommodate my lines. Okay, so I've added that. Okay, so now we're going to run this. And we didn't get anybody there. But notice what it did. It filled in quotes around the 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Okay? But notice it didn't fill in quotes around the 3, and it didn't fill in quotes around the 14. Why do you think it put the quotes around the 2, 2, 2, 2, 2? Yeah, somebody I hear saying it. Go ahead. That's right. This field was defined as short text. These two fields were defined as numbers. Okay? So when I compare to short text, I put it inside quotes. Because short text is character data. and character data goes in quotes. So if I compare to a short text view, even though it's a number, I put it in quotes. When I compare to a number field, I leave it as a number. Okay? What it likes when it does comparisons is when it does comparisons, it likes to have the same type on either side. So saying GPA, that's a number, greater than 3, that's a number, it's happy. Number of courses, that's a number. 14, that's a number, it's happy. Short text for ID number, that's character or text data versus number data, it doesn't want that. Put the quotes around it and they're both character data. Even though there are digits there, with the quotes it makes it character data. Okay? And if I run this, there didn't happen to be any CI majors greater than 2222, apparently. Okay, so there weren't any, apparently, that were greater than 2222. Oh, yes, there was. 21212, sorry. So that one actually got there for a couple of reasons. It's greater than 14. But it was also 21212. If I changed it to greater than 15, if I change it to greater than 15 and run it, it is still there. No, it isn't. Okay. That should have been there, because there was a 21212, which is greater. No, that's not greater than 22222. Duh. Okay. I can't do math, is what I'm apparently finding out. Also, notice something here. This is a short text field, and the data is written over against, the data is against the beginning of the field, against the wall. These are numbers. The data is over on this side. So you can actually look at the data, and if the number is over against the left wall, then you know that it is some kind of character data. Okay? It's character data. If the data is over against the right wall, then it's a number. So if the data is over against the right wall. So I can look at the structure and see how I defined it, but I can also look at the data and see if I defined it as a text field or as a number field. Because if it's defined as a text field, it's pushed over against the left. If it's defined as a number, it's pushed over against the right. Okay? And putting the quotes around the 22222 told it that it was a text field, and therefore it needed to go over and compare it the first 5 characters, as opposed to the way it needed to compare with the number. Yeah.
When we made the table, we made it that way.
Yes.
So if we put the numbers field in the first column, would it show up on the right when we were in the...
Yes. If when I had defined the ID number, I'd made it a number, then it would have pushed those over against the right wall. Okay? That's actually a fairly complex problem that... We have to try to balance them and have numbers check the numbers and text or character data check for character or text. And putting in the quotes makes it do that and do it correctly. And you run into problems in programming sometimes. Now, Microsoft, with its instincts to fix things for you, very nicely put in those quotes around the 22222. I didn't do it. Microsoft did it for me. Okay. Okay. Questions? Okay. Again, on Tuesday, I will go over the textbook a little bit at the beginning of class, and then I'm going to have you work in groups of three. So if you have somebody you want to work with, sit near them. We're going to work in groups of three or two if I can't get three working right, on a in-class project where I'm going to give you some stuff to solve and you have to figure out the answers using the SQL and Access. Okay, so we're going to do a project on Thursday. And I'm done. I've given you a homework assignment that's due next Thursday. You can give it a shot this weekend and try to get most of it, but I wouldn't pass it in until after Tuesday to maybe discover that you did something wrong. And you can fix it after Tuesday. Okay, because that's going to give you more experience. But you'll be better on Tuesday if you give it a shot this weekend. So, I mean, I try it, but then not pass it in unless you're very confident of it until after you play it on Tuesday. By the way, homework is due. Last week's homework is due by midnight tonight.